Well, the title of my message tonight is All Inclusive. But I wanted to start out a little different tonight and start out with a song. I don't know if I've ever even started with a song before, but I wanted to start out with this song tonight. So just enter into worship as we hear this tonight.
Father,
Rest in His promises. Because He is faithful, amen. He is a faithful God who promised. Glory to God. Well, turn in your Bibles, if you will, to Isaiah chapter 53. Yay. All inclusive. Isaiah 53 and verses 4 and 5 says, surely He hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem Him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we are healed. Praise God. Hallelujah. He bore our griefs and our sorrows. He did everything that we have ever had need of, and everything that we will ever have need of. Amen? Hallelujah. He took care of it on the cross. Anything that you are dealing with tonight, He took care of it on the cross already. Amen? And He is faithful. He is a faithful God who promised. Amen? Now, it says that He was wounded for our transgressions. So I looked up the word transgressions in the dictionary, and it says it's an act that goes against a law, a rule, a code of conduct, an offense, a crime, sin, wrongdoing, misdemeanor, felony. Well, how do y'all know that so well? Just kidding. Felony, misdeed, law-breaking, evil-doing, wickedness, misbehavior, and much more. The list went on and on. Well, Jesus covered all of those things, didn't He? Amen. He bore our transgressions tonight. Amen. He was wounded for them. He took care of them. Anything that we can name that we ever have done, you know, the enemy will say that you have been the worst person that ever lived and you cannot be forgiven. That is a lie of the enemy. Amen. Because Jesus Christ took care of every transgression, and He doesn't remember any of our sins after we repent. Not one sin, not one thing. No, the enemy is the one that brings condemnation on us. It is not God. Amen. The blood of Jesus Christ has covered all of those transgressions. And then iniquities means much the same way. It's immoral or grossly unfair behavior, wickedness, sinfulness, immorality, vice, evil, sin, and the list goes on with the iniquities also. So He was bruised for our iniquities. Praise God. He took everything there on the cross for us. There is nothing that we can name that we could have done or anybody could have done that He will not cover, that He will not forgive, amen, that He will not blot it out. He blotted out our transgressions, amen. That means that's like they never happened. And in His eyes, they never did happen. They are blotted out. They no longer exist. Praise the Lord. So, glory to God. Jesus' death covered every sin and everything, every wrongdoing that we could have ever done. Amen? So, if you've made Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior, you're covered tonight. You're redeemed tonight. Amen? Those things have been blotted out from your life. They no longer exist. They never did exist according to Jesus Christ. Amen? And God the Father. And then it says that He took the punishment for our peace. Amen. He took it for everything that we would ever have our peace stolen about from our past, present, and future. He took it all for us. Amen. Because the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, he tries to steal our peace. He'll come to us and he'll nag us with one little thing. one little thing. He'll just come and try to steal our peace from us. But we can just say, Jesus is my peace. Jesus is my peace. Amen. And all those transgressions, all those iniquities, they've been blotted out. They don't exist. Amen. And so the enemy comes to condemn us, but Jesus Christ does not condemn us. Amen. He never condemns anybody. So if you are feeling condemned about anything tonight, it is the devil. It is not God. You can be rest assured tonight that it is not God bringing condemnation on you. Amen. He is not bringing any kind of case against you tonight. You don't have a case. Your case was kicked out on the cross over 2,000 years ago. Amen. Amen. Peace. He took peace for you, that no matter what you're going through, you can remain in peace because it's peace in Him. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. And with His stripes, you are healed. Yes. You are healed. Amen. The enemy will try to come to you and put sickness and disease and pain and things on you. But Jesus says that you are healed by His stripes. Yes. See? The enemy's trying to steal health from you. Uh-huh. He's trying to steal it from you. But Jesus has given us health. Yes. His stripes He took for every disease and every sickness that can be named. Yes. There's not one thing that can be named tonight that He didn't take a stripe for. For your healing, amen? And that healing can be for your spirit, soul, and body, amen? And our soul, we know, is our mind and our will and our emotions. So if we're having a struggle in those areas, Jesus Christ healed us. Yes. And so we've got to just walk in what Jesus has already done for us, what He's already provided for us, amen? Amen. Glory to God. You're going to get on board in just a minute. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's turn to Luke chapter 13. Luke 13, starting with verse 10. It says, "And He was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years." That's a long time, isn't it? And was bowed together and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, He called her to Him and said unto her, "Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity." And He laid His hands on her. And immediately, everybody say immediately.
Immediately.
And immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation. Those old religious people, I'm telling you what, they're still around today. They don't like miracles. They don't like healing. They don't like deliverance. They don't like the things that Jesus does. But that's okay. They belong to us, and we're going to take them, amen? We're going to take everything that Jesus has provided for us. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day. Now, isn't that pretty pitiful? He healed on the Sabbath day and said unto the people, "There are 6 days in which men ought to work. In them, therefore, come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day." Now, verse 15, it says, "The Lord then answered him and said, Thou hypocrite." I love that. He was just bold, wasn't he? I mean, he didn't care. They're going to crucify Him, and it's going to be for our good.
Yes.
Hallelujah. They were so dumb. "Thou hypocrite, doth not each one of you on the Sabbath lose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to watering?" And then verse 16, it says, "And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day?" Praise God. Hallelujah. That's an awesome day to me for somebody to be loosed, isn't it? Glory to God. But I thought it was interesting that verse 16 that he said, and ought not this woman being a daughter of Abraham? So that was he was saying, this is a covenant child right here. This is a covenant woman. And a covenant woman should be loosed. Amen. And so Jesus, you know, was saying, my covenant children, healing belongs to them. Hallelujah. Deliverance belongs to them. They are being loose. It belongs to them. See, the enemy tries to bind us up. But, you know, it's our covenant right to be free.
Yes.
Glory to God. It's our covenant right to be healed.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So healing belonged to her. Hallelujah. Freedom from anything that binds or hinders the child of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The covenant child of God. God says it belongs to you.
Yes.
Glory to God. So if you're born again tonight, you are a son or a daughter of Abraham. So the covenant blessings belong to you tonight. The covenant benefits belong to you tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You have covenant privileges tonight. Praise God. You have covenant benefits tonight. They belong to you. Covenant benefits belong to you. Everybody say, they belong to me.
They belong.
They're mine.
I'm in covenant with Almighty God.
Hallelujah. Now let's turn to Psalms chapter 103. Psalms 103. I like benefits, don't you? You know, having a good job is a paying job and everything is good. But when you throw in some good benefits, isn't that awesome? We like our benefits. Praise God. And so we've got benefits with our Lord and Savior tonight. Psalm 103, starting with verse 1, says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemed thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. So notice verse 2, it says, forget not all his benefits. Praise God. All God's benefits are yours tonight. He's saying, don't forget them. Amen. Don't forget them, and don't forget all of them. Hallelujah. Don't leave one little benefit left out. It belongs to you. Don't say, well, I'll take these benefits over here, but this one over here, I don't know if I can take that one. I don't know if I measure up enough to take that benefit. I haven't done just right this week. I got mad at my spouse. I got mad at my boss. I got mad at my kids. You know, things just didn't go right this week. Things just didn't go good this week. And so I don't know if I can take that benefit for myself. No, he says all the benefits belong to you. Every one of them, amen? All of God's benefits, glory to God. You don't have to pick and choose. Hallelujah. You don't have to pick and choose tonight. They're all yours. They all belong to you, the child of a covenant God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They're like an all-inclusive package deal. Amen. You know, you've all heard of an all-inclusive vacation. We like those all-inclusive. Amen? That means your trip, your room, your food, your activities, they're all included in this special deal. Well, wouldn't we be silly if we took this deal and we said, I'll take all my benefits from this all-inclusive deal, but I won't take the food. But it's free. It's included in the deal. Amen. It's included in the deal. How silly would we be not to take everything that belongs to us in this deal? Amen. Well, as a born-again believer tonight, you have an all-inclusive covenant.
Amen.
Hallelujah. All-inclusive. And that means all the benefits are included in your covenant. And see, we want to take all of the benefits that belong to us and not allow the enemy to steal or to steal, kill, or destroy, or take away, or blind, or confuse, or tell us that we can't take this benefit. He said all God's benefits. Amen. Remember all of His benefits tonight. So are you ready tonight? Are you ready to receive all of God's benefits? Amen. Are you ready to receive all God's blessings tonight? Are you ready to receive everything that He provided for us? Everything that He died on the cross for us for? Amen. Are you ready to receive all your benefits tonight? Not leaving one out. Amen. But receiving all of them. God's got some healings for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Spirit, soul, and body. Whatever you have need of healing for tonight, He's got it for you. Amen. Whatever struggles you're going through tonight, He already has it covered. It's already a done deal. Amen. It's already done. We just got to quit listening to the lies of the devil. Because I read the back of the book. And we win. We win. Amen. Hallelujah. We're victors tonight. We are more than conquerors. God always causes us to triumph. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to show a video tonight. And everybody, say this with me. My God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I receive all my benefits. They belong to me. I take them. In Jesus' name. Amen. And before you start that ish, or Chrissy, whoever, Debbie, will you mind sharing with us about your truck? Patty brought it out tonight that you've already got your truck back. A lot of people don't even know what she was referring to. So if you will share with us about that. Just stand up if you will. Or let's see, let's get her a mic. Yeah.
Well, last Sunday morning, when I got to church, the pastors came and told me that there was smoke coming out of my truck. And so I went and looked at it, and I was like, well, they just replaced my radiator, and I'm so, well, wishful thinking. I was hoping this something was maybe dripping, and they didn't tighten something or whatever. And I was like, okay, I'm going to not worry about it. I'm going to praise and worship the Lord, and I'm going to go home and check it out then. So when I left, I got on the J.R. Allen going back toward Columbus, and then it started smoking, and I noticed my temperature was starting to creep up, and then all of a sudden it was smoking more, and it creeped up more, and then it went all the way, and I heard it knocking, and I was like, oh no, I think I just destroyed my engine. And I was thinking it was probably a head gasket or something, and then I was like, well, maybe, no, pull over now. It was right before we got onto 185 South, And so I pulled over, and then this, I was like, oh, what am I going to do? So I called this tow truck company that towed my truck to the shop when I needed a new clutch. And then as I was calling him, a tow truck pulled up behind me, and it was a guy who did a, or I think he was going somewhere, and he saw me, and he stopped and got me before he went to his other place, because he saw the smoke and all that, and he thought, oh, no, it was on a fire or whatever. And so he gave me a ride. He towed my truck to the shop, and he gave me a ride back to, actually to the airport, because then I was going to go get a rental car. And I'm like, well, I just knew that I blew up my engine, and so I, you know, was going to have to get a rental car for a week and all this. And so I got a car, and then I was like, that's why I was late to church on Sunday night, because they didn't have a car available till after like 5 o'clock or something. And so then Monday morning I went to work, and then I called the shop and says, I know you see my truck there, and I think I need a new engine. So do you need the key now, or can I just wait till after work? Because I figured, what's the point, you know? And they said, no, bring it over now, because we'll take a look at it. And I was like, okay. So I took like an hour off work and drove over there, and then I told them about it, and they were like, well, let's drive it into this bay and check it out. And I was like, okay. And they started it up, and they drove it into the bay, and I didn't hear it knocking or anything. And I was like, okay, but and I was starting to get a price. He was calling places to get a price of a used engine and also a remanufactured Jasper engine. But then they looked at it, and the guy saw that there's this heater control valve that broke, and all the coolant had leaked out. And so they told me, well, this is what's wrong, this is what caused it, and maybe your engine's fine. And so okay, well, so I prayed that it was, of course, and went back to work. And then they called me like maybe a couple hours later and said, it's all good to go. And it was $163 instead of $1,000.
Amen. Glory to God. Praise the Lord.
Yeah, it was the grace of God.
Amen.
$163 instead of over $6,000 or whatever.
Praise God. Yes. Thank you, Debbie. Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. Praise God. Hallelujah. What he did for one, he'll do for you. So, amen. Expect favor. Favor of God.
First came up here, what caught my eye, he was standing in there crying. He was in pain. And he just said, man, I need prayer because I'm in pain. And then he got up here, and when I had my hand on his belly, I felt fire all over his belly.
I felt the power. I felt the power of God going through his leg. Tell us, bro, what's your name? What happened? You had torn ligaments. You had a sprain. Tell us what happened.
I was walking down my stairs in my house last night, and it was last night that it got sprained, and the ligaments were torn. I was walking down my stairs and my ankle twisted sideways and I heard it pop, and I didn't want to go to the hospital right away. I wanted to see if it was bad enough to go to the hospital. I was going to see if it got worse, and it didn't get any better, so I went to the hospital. They told me that I had stretched and torn ligaments. It had soft tissue built up. It was bruised on the inside, and it was sprained.
So what just happened to you? You were in agony when you came up on crutches. What happened to you just now?
God healed me is what happened.
Run with it. I want you to see you run. I want to see you run. Come on. Run on that foot.
Man, wasn't that awesome?
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. You can get Ashley. I don't know. Oh, she's here. Okay. If you'll wait just a minute, Ashley. I thought they had to go get you. Anyway, I thought that was kind of God when he gave me that to show tonight, because I know several people have been having attacks in their feet and in their legs, and including my mother. That's why Pastor's not here tonight. I asked him to stay home with her because her foot, she just woke up one morning. It was hurting real bad. It's been about a week now. And so, but she's got an appointment in the morning. We've been praying for her, and we know she's healed. Just like I taught tonight, we know she's healed, and the enemy's trying to steal healing from her. And then God gave me this, and I thought, you know, that's just like God, yes, isn't it? Yes. Because he wants us to see that he is the healer, yes, no matter what it looks like. In the natural, no matter what it feels like in the natural. I know Jody's gone through something this week, or it may have been last week, with her foot. And Miss Pauling with her foot. Deborah's got her hand raised. There may be more of you in here, I don't know. But God knows. The devil doesn't have any more new tricks. And I don't know if you've ever noticed, it seems like he'll have one certain area that he attacks the body with more than other things. And so I really feel like when God gave me that, I felt like that God's trying to show me something.
Yeah.
The devil is doing something to attack people's legs, their feet, and stuff like that. And so I want to just come against that tonight.
Amen.
I just want to pray over y'all tonight. You don't have to come up. I don't have to lay hands on you. Just right there in your seat where you're at. I want you to just stretch out your hands and believe God tonight. He's the healer. I can't do anything. Man can't do anything. But God can. He's the healer tonight. Father, we just thank you that you are the healer tonight. Father, we just thank you, Father God, that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I just plead the blood of Jesus Christ over each and every person here tonight that's having any kind of problems with their feet or their legs in any way. I bind that attack of the enemy. I bind those assignments against the people of God. They have a covenant of healing, and we take that covenant. We stand on our benefits tonight. That covenant of healing, Father, we stand on it tonight, and we say, by Jesus' stripes, we are healed. We are healed. We are healed, and we take it now in Jesus' name. Amen. Give him a hand clap of praise tonight. Just receive it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, you might still feel pain when you leave here tonight. Don't let the enemy steal your healing. Amen. You just receive it. Praise God. Amen. Ashley, you can come at this time. Yes, ma'am. We sure do. I agree. Amen.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. How is everyone tonight? All right, just a couple of announcements to go over. I do recognize everybody tonight. I would like to remind everyone that the Friends and Family Fellowship Dinner will be this Sunday, the 24th, and everyone is invited. We do have a menu posted out there in the front foyer. We're going to ask that you look at that and get signed up if